Hallelujah. Yeah, God weighs heavy. Just think about it. My,
Yes,
my.
it
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Would not come down off the cross.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord. My, my, my. That's love. That's love. Real, true love. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
As you all have already seen what the title is, Exemplifying God's Amazing Love.
Amen.
And I'm going to be coming from 1 John, the fourth chapter, verses 7 through 8. Again, that's 1 John, the fourth chapter, 7 through 8.
Amen.
Amen.
And it reads, "Dear friends, let us love one another,
Well,
for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God,
My, my, my.
because God is
Yeah,
love."
yeah, yeah. Say that.
L-O-V-E, love. Now, Dionne Warwick sung a song that was written by Burt Bacharach in 1965, and it's entitled, "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love."
Well,
It goes on to say that it's the only thing that there's just too little of.
all right now.
No, not just for some, but she said for everyone.
Amen.
And living in this world today, and during the time that we are faced with today, with all of the violence, the injustice, the chaos, the racism, hatred, anger, hope, loneliness, depression, hopelessness, suicide,
My
abuse,
God, my God.
and even more as it goes on and on,
We need
I
love.
must say that the world is not just in need of love, agape love,
Well,
but it's in desperate need of it. It's crucial in these trying times, the love and need for God and for one another. And in this letter that John wrote, who was one of Jesus's disciples, he instructed the Christians in the way of love. He reminds us that the very evidence of God's presence
Well,
in us,
come on
and
now.
us,
Say that.
is our love for one another.
You know what's
Well,
happening.
John was a man who talked and traveled with Jesus. He was one of his best friends. Best friends. Now,
The
I'm sure there were even times when they even laughed with one another on the journey. And because of their friendship, I'm going to say that John should know better than almost anyone how to explain God's love to us. Excuse me for a minute. I gotta clear my glasses. Sorry. And it goes on that God demonstrated His amazing love. It
Well,
wasn't just his love, but amazing love, as I said, not just for some, not just for a certain race, not for just a certain type of people, with certain incomes or status. That didn't matter to him. But he demonstrated his amazing love for everyone,
That's it. That's it.
everywhere,
Without
all that's
partiality.
in this world. God not only loves, he is love. Love is God's supreme quality. And over in 1 John 4, verse 10, lets us know that this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us first and sent his son, not just his son, but his only begotten son,
Well,
for our atoning sacrifice for our sins. And I want you to revisit John 3:16.
Watch out.
His son, his only begotten son, went to the cross for each and every one of us.
Yes, he did.
He was nailed to the cross. And he could have come down off the cross. But no, he decided.
Yeah, for me. For me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just for you. You and me.
Bless him.
Everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
He decided to do that, to sacrifice. He was the sacrificial lamb.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
My Lord, what a demonstration of his amazing love.
Yes.
Then the songwriter, Anthony Brown, had to write a song entitled
Well,
many of you already know it.
It's a good one.
I'm not going to sing it. I thought I was worth saving.
Yes.
You came and changed my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
You thought I was worth
Hallelujah.
So you cleaned me up.
Yes. Inside out. Hallelujah.
So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. See, to me, this is somebody's testimony today.
Yeah.
Someone who is so grateful for the action of love that Jesus showed by dying on the cross for them.
Yes.
It's personal, y'all.
Uh-huh.
They were forgiven, transformed, and given the free gift of salvation.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Like each one of us have been.
Yeah, that's good news.
All because of his amazing love.
Just because. My God.
For each one of us.
Yes.
And it not only... It didn't stop there, but it continues on today. His love, no, his love never fails.
Yes.
He does not change regardless of how we are or how we treat him. Love requires an action.
Come on now.
And over in 1 John 3:18, we're told not to love with words or tongue, but with actions. And in truth, and that's just what Jesus did.
Yes, he did.
You've
yes,
heard or even said yourself, actions speak louder than words.
Oh, yeah. Continues to lie.
Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't say it to make somebody feel good. In other words, do what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm from the show me state.
Come on now.
So you got to show me. You got to back up some actions.
Yeah.
Love is the great bond of fellowship, which binds. It connects us all, believers, to one another, and most of all to God.
Yes.
As expressed in 1 John 4:19-20, we love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God,
say that,
yet hates his brother or sister,
Jesus,
is a liar.
That's the word. That's the word.
But whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen.
Amen.
God's love always involves a choice and action on our part.
Yeah.
Our love should always exemplify him.
Mm.
If we are followers of Christ, and you don't have to take my word, but over in Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 2,
it emphasizes
to follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us, and gave himself up.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a fragrant.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And sacrifice to God.
Thank you, Lord.
God not only loves, but he is love.
Yes.
And love is of God.
My God.
And we should know and rely on the love God has for each one of us. Whoever lives in love, you do live in God.
Bless him.
And 1 John 4:16, that was in 1 John 4:16, love you all is not self-centered.
Yes.
We are to love like God every day.
My Lord.
His love is unconditional.
Yes.
Unlimited.
Sacrificial.
Unmeasurable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And immeasurable.
Okay.
And unwavering. He loves us whether we reciprocate it or not.
Jesus. Jesus.
What a great love. That is an amazing love. It's about who he is. Love mm-hmm. is what God is as well as what he does.
Yes, it is.
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. How wonderful and marvelous it is to be called friend.
Yeah, yeah.
My,
to deserve this.
Oh, God.
Let alone to be called his friend.
Oh, yes.
And then Proverbs 17:17 describes what a true friend is. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need.
Uh-huh.
Isn't Jesus that kind of friend?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Are you that kind of friend that no matter what that friend did, does, or has become, who's different from where you started off or who you started off with, will you still be there for them?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Can they count on you? His love is real. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. And guess what? Yeah. It's eternal. It's forever.
Yeah,
forever,
that's good news. That's good news.
There's none like it.
Yeah.
His love stands when all else.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's great to know that his love, it does lift us up.
Yeah, yeah,
sometimes you may be low and low and down.
Thank you, God.
So
Thank you, God.
But when you think about what God has done for you, you really think about that, you can't do nothing but thank him and
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, praise
the Lord.
Yes.
He is. And it is true that love does lift you up. And
yes, it does.
I have a few questions that you might ask yourself about your love. Will it still stand when that child is strung out on drugs
and
almost empty?
Come on now.
Will it still stand?
Hallelujah.
When you've been disrespected, cursed, and lied on? Will it still stand when friends or even family members turn their back on you? Will you still love God?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
When you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness,
say that now.
Will you still love God?
Still
when tragedy knocks at your door. Will you still love God?
Yes.
When a loved one goes to prison for a crime they did not commit.
Oh, God.
Or will you blame God for everything that is done? All are legitimate questions. Our love should never be like a faucet. Turning it on when things are going well. Turning it off when things are going bad. Over in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter.
Come on now. Tell us what it is.
Love never gives up.
And never
uses faith.
Love
is always hopeful.
Yes, it is.
And endures every circumstance.
Goes to the mat.
Our love is as real and authentic toward God and toward His love is toward each one of us. And over in Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40, one of the Pharisees, an expert in the law, tested Jesus and questioned him about what the greatest commandment was.
Come on, preacher.
In the law.
Come on, preacher.
And Jesus replied,
"Love
the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your mind.
That's right.
This is the first and greatest commandment.
Yeah.
And second is like it. Love your
neighbor
as yourself.
Yeah.
And all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
That's it.
Love is the foundation for all that we do, all that we are.
Yes.
And it should exemplify whose we are.
Well, Jesus.
It's crucial in our relationship with God and with one another. Love is the glue that holds us together.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it helps us to be able to work together in unity. When our focus is on God, we need each other.
More love.
There's a song that says,
more love.
I need you and you need me.
Yeah.
And the Apostle Paul told us that God's love is at the core of how we live and reminds us that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, height nor depth, anything else, will be able to separate us from the love of God.
Think about it. Think about it.
See what great love the Father has lavished on us. That we should be called children of God.
Amen.
And what is what we are? And that is what we are. And as 1 John 3, 1a assures us, after all,
speak the word.
We do something to show our love toward him.
Ought to be a response. My God.
And 1 John 5:3 makes it plain. In fact, this is love for God. Keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. The next scripture I will refer to may be a little hard pill to swallow for some of you right now. And you may have to work really hard on this one. But keep in mind that we all are a work in progress. So with that said, Matthew 5:44 says to love our enemies. Bless those who curse you. Hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you.
That's love.
And in Proverbs 10, in Proverbs 10, 12,
goes
on further to say, hatred stirs up conflict. It's love that covers all wrong. And you all hit on that a while ago.
Amen.
Allow God's love to envelop you and your outreach to other people.
Amen.
Sometimes, if we keep it real, it's hard to love those who's like, okay, Lord, come on now. You got to come on in and help me now.
Watch out now.
But we are followers of Christ.
Yeah.
We are to love no matter what.
Amen.
Let us love stronger, love better, and love even deeper. I give you a new command. Love each other.
That's it.
You must love each other.
Not optional.
As I have loved you. No, it's not an option. All people will know that you are my follower.
Oh God.
Each other.
Our
love for others makes God's love real and visible to those so that we can better witness to them about Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
One of our most basic needs is to be loved.
Yeah.
There's so many people out there that don't ever feel loved. Family members mm-hmm. don't show love.
Mm-hmm.
So-called friends sometimes don't show love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lonely. And they need to feel the presence of God in your presence and in knowing that they are loved. That they are worth.
Yes.
They are worth it.
Yes.
And they're worth living. I attended a funeral yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was yesterday, Saturday. And it was so sad because here was a 25-year-old who committed suicide.
My Lord.
And you say to yourself, why would a 25-year-old? And then the thing was, is that there was so much dissension in this family that they acted out on at the gravesite. And I just went to praying. But you know, they needed one another. They needed to be shown love by each other, and it showed
that
it wasn't that.
My God.
Love, someone wanted to show your love.
My God.
It's important. What the world needs now
is love, sweet love.
Amen. And in conclusion, love without conditions or conditionless love is the kind of love that we should, that says, I love you in spite of what you may be like.
I love you
no matter what may change about you.
My Lord.
Bottom line is, no matter what you do,
well,
I still love you, period. End of story.
That's
loving Jesus style. You heard people say, and maybe you even said it yourself to somebody, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And then 1 Corinthians 13, gives us a description. A description. So you go back and read that 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And the description of true love says,
what it is.
It tells us what love is.
That's it.
What love is not.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
what love does.
Yeah.
This is how God wants us to love.
Yes.
Wow. And if you read it,
yes,
ask yourself the question,
uh-huh.
how do I, it's personal,
well,
how do I measure up?
Oh, yeah.
Can people see the love in me? Come on and let's love Jesus style.
My Lord.
And now these three remain.
Uh-huh.
Faith, love, hope, and love.
Uh-huh.
But the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Time somebody asks you, what's love got to do with it?
Amen.
Got the answer now. Amen. You have to have the source of love in you in order to share that with somebody else.
Right.
So I'm extending the invitation. You've heard all about love. Truly, God is love. And it is the greatest feeling to be able to share that love with someone else. Mm-hmm. And so I'm extending the invitation to someone who perhaps wants to respond to the message that we've heard today. Very prophetic, backed up with the scripture, the word of God. If you desire more love, if that's your heart's desire, I invite you to come. I personally think that you won't find a church that is full of more love than Bethany Baptist Church of Christ.
Amen.
I'm biased, but I just stand on that premise. And so if you would like to become a member of our church family under watch care or membership, I'm extending the invitation to you. Won't you come? Won't you come? I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
you
more than anything. The blessing to be able to love on it.
Amen.
The way that he loves on you. Is there one? Is there one?
I love you, Jesus.
Yeah, I really love the Lord.
Yes,
I worship and adore you.
Yeah, let that pierce you.
Just want to tell you.
Tell him you love him.
Lord, I love you more than anything.
Hallelujah. Bless God. If there is one, would you please call the church? Leave us your contact information. And we will get back to you. We'll take you in. Again,
Amen.
Watch care on membership.
Amen.
But we don't want you to be out of the ark of safety in times like these or any time. We want
Amen.
You to be a member of the body of
Jesus.
Christ.
Amen.
If you don't want to be a member of Bethany, just be a member Amen. Of the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Share this great love that the Father has for us as we share it with one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God, we praise you. Hallelujah. We're grateful for the manner of love that you have and give to us every day. It is indeed amazing. It's a marvelous love. It's unconditional. It's unearned and it's undeserved. But it's your essence. It's just who you are, God.
Yes.
To love us in spite of the way that we are. So God, we thank you. And
thank
we're forever
you.
Grateful that you first loved us. Now, God, I ask that you would teach us, even convict us, convict somebody today to love others the way that they're loved. Without partiality, without conditions, without indifference. Teach us, oh God, to really, really, really love one another
yes.
so that others would see you through us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 Addiction family.
Amen.
Father God, I pray that Christ would become more and more at home in the hearts of your sons and your daughters.
Yes.
That you would live within each of us as we trust
yes.
more in you.
Yes,
I pray that our roots would go deep down into the soil of your amazing, marvelous love. And that you alone, God, would be able to cause us to feel that love in such a way that we would extend it to others. That we would understand that all God's children need love. And that we should be the hands and the feet, oh God, that bring that love to them so that they would experience the depth, the breadth, the height, and the width of your great love and to experience that love for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How great is your love, oh God? We can't even fathom it in our mentality, but I send your people out in your great love that nothing, oh God, would be able to separate them from it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing would cause them to allow anything to separate it from their love for someone else. Cause us, oh God, to fully understand how powerful both your love and our love is. Not only does it cover a multitude of sin, but God, it shows others who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So as we go forth, oh God, we go forth in your love and the desire to be more loving toward others.
Mm-hmm.
Fill us up, oh God, to the overflow with love so that we might walk in the power of it. In Jesus' mighty
yes,
name.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
God Amen.
This pastor loves you to life. And there really is nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.